From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, September the 25th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that two write-in candidates, Guy Apicella and Kathy Leek Eldridge, defeated the lone candidate on the ballot, incumbent Republican board member Keith Mortafalio, in the September 10th Greenport Independence Party Town Board primary. Mortafalio's name will appear on the Republican line in November. Edward F. Nabosny easily defeated write-in candidate Republican John Porica, the incumbent supervisor, to take the independence line in the general election. In Hudson, Mason writes, Lauren Scalera has now secured three party lines in her quest to win one of the 2 fourth-seat wards in the city's Common Council. Her name will appear on the Democratic, Republican, and Independence line in November. A total of 4 candidates representing 5 parties will face off in that ward in the general election. Scalera, incumbent Alex Keith, Derek Smith, and Rich Volo. Scalera thanked voters for their support and said her focus is now on the outcome in November. You can read both of Mason's stories in the Register Star. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the Hudson Valley Garlic Festival returns to Canton Field, Washington Avenue Extension in Saugerties this weekend. The festival begins at 10 a.m. Saturday, September the 26th, and runs through Sunday, September the 27th. Established in 1989, the festival is a celebration of all things garlic. Approximately 50 garlic farmers will be on hand offering nearly every variety available, along with spices, dip mixes, and powders. Also on hand will be chefs such as Pat Crocker and Rick Orlando. There will also be lectures from David Stern, Bob Dunkel, and others. Food vendors will offer everything from garlic chili to garlic fried dough to deep-fried garlic pickles to garlic ice cream. The musical lineup will include Ian Flanagan, Annie and the Hedonists, Sundad, and Mark Rust. Arm of the Sea Theater, which creates works of mask and puppet theater, will present the Turtle Island Medicine Show. The Morris Dancers will also perform. General information and a full entertainment schedule can be found at hvgf.org. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that an appellate court in Rochester early on Thursday, September the 24th, rejected a lower court's ruling that used an injunction to place the fight over the Women's Equality Party ballot line in limbo. The case is now headed to the Court of Appeals. This decision leaves wide open the possibilities for battles in county statewide over WEP control. 3 groups vying for control of the Women's Equality Party include allies of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, a contingent led by former State Senator Cecilia Kacik, and a group of Republicans. Kacik said in an email to Carlin that the decision Thursday opens the door for chaos in the run-up to the local election in November. Lawyer Peter Reese, who represents Kacik, agreed that chaos would ensue, but advised his client to nominate a candidate in every county. A hearing on the Albany County WEP ballot line will be held today, Friday, September the 25th, in State Supreme Court in Albany County. Full disclosure, Kacik is a WGXC programmer. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the New York State Public Service Commission staff recommended bigger power transmission lines for the area and called for Boundless Energy to withdraw its application for mostly buried power lines through Greene, Ulster, and Orange counties. Kimball reported, and I quote, all of the proposals were submitted earlier this year after state officials were met with public objections to 3 earlier proposals to add a 345-kilowatt electric power line that largely follows an existing corridor from Leeds in Greene County through Columbia County and south through the Dutchess County towns of Milan, Clinton, Hyde Park, and Pleasant Valley, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. In our final story, Parry Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the Columbia County Green Party holds their first formal meeting at 10 a.m. on September the 26th at Time and Space Limited in Hudson. A state Green Party organizer will make a short presentation and ratify affiliation with the state party. There will also be a discussion of proposed activities, projects, and recruitment. For more information, email nyprof@gmail.com or pnrusso17@gmail.com. And now for the weekend weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 73 degrees. For Friday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 47. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 46. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 6:46 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:47 p.m., providing us with exactly 12 hours of daylight, which is 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 25th day of September 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.